Falar foi Helena Svitetskaya, Svyata, Etskaya, January 22nd, 2013, a 52-year-old woman, says post motor vehicle accident, November 19th, 2012, with complaints of chronic pain in the left upper and left lower extremity, numbness and weakness in bilateral hands. Returned for a follow-up period, EMG of bilateral upper and left lower extremities were significant for left L4 and L5 radiculopathy on the left, as well as bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome affecting sensory and motor components, and bilateral ulnar neuropathy affecting sensory components at the wrist. Period. Patient has not obtained an MRI. Period. She has started seeing a chiropractor and reports a sudden improvement in her neck and lower back pain. A period. On the physical exam, well developed obese woman, not an acute distress alert and oriented. Has diminished range of motion in cervical spine, mild posterior neck tenderness bilaterally, positive tenell sign and bilateral wrists. The gait is stable. Strong in upper and lower limbs. Assessment number one. Bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome affecting sensory and motor components. Assessment number two, bilateral ulnar neuropathy. Assessment number three, lumbosacral radiculopathy. Assessment number next, chronic post-traumatic neck and lower back pain. Assessment number next, suspects mild concussion. Period. The procedure not after obtaining written consent. They injected 0.3 cc's of 2% lidocaine and 20 milligrams of dapamethrin into each carpal tunnel. Patient tolerated procedure well. She will return for a follow-up in a month. Sign you to get IFPAC. Then start wearing wrist braces on both upper extremities.